Hi, I'm Joanne Bregan. I was a nurse but wanted to go into teaching, so I did the postgraduate diploma in education practice at NCI. The course was excellent, and everything I learned there, I definitely use now in my teaching career. When I see myself now, I see living proof that NCI really helped me find my path.
On Wednesday, June 8th from 5 to 7pm, join us for NCI's on-campus open evening and learn about our full and part-time courses in business, computing, psychology and education. To register, visit ncirl.ie. Ray Foley.
Coldplay and Higher Power. Today FM. Hey, ho, ho, ho. All right, then. Ireland, how are you? Are you good? Are you in good shape? You ready to do another one? Well, that makes one of us then, I suppose. Let's roll out.
Yo, say you want to want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll say you want to want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna sing a thing. Oh,
wow. All right, good afternoon. I'm Ray, JP's there.
Hi, Shaw.
We'll do the roll call later.
Oh, okay.
Orla Orman's here as well.
Hi.
Hello, hi. Feeling good today. Is this a bit too hard for a Monday morning?
Boy.
Well, it's not morning, is it?
It's coming in hot there, isn't it?
It's our morning. Mm.
It sounds like the build-up to an MMA fight. We're assessing the two competitors in the blue corner
That's
and then the
true.
Red
yeah,
corner.
Yeah. Me arriving in my very small, very tight-fitting underpants. It's like underpants they wear, sort of.
Like, tight boxers.
Like Speedo boxer-type things. You won't be able to catch a hold of me.
Oh, you've greased up ahead of the fight.
I'm covered in oil. I'm covered in baby oil, so I am. As I am before every broadcast. And now I'm ready to take on Ireland, nay the world. Is it a bit hard then for you?
It's a bit on the hard side, isn't it? There we go.
It's all right. All right, kids, how are we? In good shape? We're feeling good today. Happy Easter. It's Easter.
Yep.
Is it Easter week this week or is it Easter week next week? Nobody knows.
It's Holy Week this week.
Is Holy Week.
Yeah. The days have weird names, like there's Spy Wednesday and...
What's Monday then? Magic Monday.
Yeah.
Manic Monday.
That's it.
Isn't that what it is?
Or is this what we would have been doing? Not the Nativity, the thing in school. What
Stations
was it called? Yes, that one, the Stations of the Cross.
Well, we don't do that today, is it?
No,
on Monday?
That's on Friday.
On Friday.
Because there's no Mass on Friday, on Good Friday, and you go and do the Stations of the Cross instead. But then the rest of the week, what do we do? What's the spot? Holy, is it?
Holy, yeah. Spy Wednesday, Holy Thursday.
Holy Monday.
Probably Holy Monday.
Is there an A? I'm sure people
listen to
that.
Next Monday is Easter Monday.
When the Stations of the Cross was acted out in my primary school, I did not play just one role. I played two roles in the production.
Wow.
I was much sought after. I was in one role, Pontius Pilate.
And the other was Jumbo Breakfast Room.
And the other one was Jesus' dead body. Wow. Under a sheet, because I was small and easily carried on a stretcher.
Okay.
Mm. I was Jesus once in the Stations of the Cross as well.
There you go.
Really upset the old ladies in the church because they didn't want a girl to be Jesus.
I've never been Jesus. I'm the only one here who's never been Jesus.
You're left out now, aren't you?
I really do feel left. Do you know, maybe that explains something deep in my psyche. He never got to play Jesus. That explains why he's like this. What's he compensating for, Ray Foley? Well, it all goes back to his childhood. Always a big kid as well. I mean, I never would have gotten that role of the dead body.
That JP lad, though. There's a fella who definitely played Jesus as a child.
He's a very light, easy to carry corpse.
Specifically post-crucifixion Jesus.
Kid, you got the gig. Well done. Yeah, so my kids they started Easter camp. This is a thing that we never did Easter camps. But of course, all mummies and daddies, are people texting saying what the day is?
They aren't, yet.
What is it, Monday?
Well, they're saying Thursday is Monday, Thursday.
Why on?
What?
So just another Monday, Thursday.
A manic Monday. Yeah. So Nameless says you got Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday.
That's next week. That's towards the end of this week.
So that would seem like next week is Easter week.
And is next Tuesday then Easter Tuesday? Because there's Easter Monday. By that rationale, is there an Easter Tuesday as well?
Oh, I don't know.
And then when is When is Spy Wednesday?
Spy Wednesday.
When is Spy Wednesday?
That's this Wednesday.
Is this Wednesday?
Yeah.
All right, so Orla's got that covered.
Yeah.
She hasn't a clue about any of the days, but she's mad on the spies. She loves a trailer, though.
Yeah.
So with the Easter camp drop-off today, the lads are doing... what's the name? It's like a technology camp or something, where they do coding and... building robots, and they learn how to use a laptop for something other than Minecraft, okay? And then we told them like a week in advance, we were going to, guys, crazy, because you got to juice them up a bit. You got to get them excited. So we said, we're taking it to coding camp, and there's going to be robots, and it's going to be really futuristic. It's going to be amazing. So for the last week, the lads have been every day it's gotten bigger and bigger and more crazy what the Easter technology camp is going to be like.
They assumed they were going to be stepping onto the bridge of the Starship Enterprise.
Do you know what? Pretty close. This morning, as they were going out the door and getting into the car, they were like, there are going to be robots teaching us. And there's going to be skateboards that float.
lads, now, come on, rein it in.
And I was kind of like, they're going to be so disappointed with this. And when we arrived...
It's a substitute teacher with a row of laptops. Sit down, take a seat.
That's exactly what it was. It was a row of laptops. And they said for the kids that are early, and we were a little bit early, they said, no word of a lie, you can sit down and play Minecraft at every time. And I was like, and the kids were looking at me like, what? They were expecting like R2-D2 and C-3PO to be teaching them for the afternoon.
See you later, kids.
We'll see you at 2 o'clock. Yeah, Easter camps. Also, spot the Foley boys. They're not playing football this week or doing anything energetic. They're on the laptops. Oasis, this is Rowan. It's Today FM. This is a roll. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love.
Plenty of songs. Hey, Foley. What's your secret? Plenty of songs.
All right, let's do a roll call. I'm Ray Foley. JP. Orla Ormond.
Unsure.
She's having a sandwich. She's having a gorgeous
sandwich. Halfway through that crunchy sandwich.
It is a lovely sandwich.
Mm. Is that a toasted panini?
It is, yeah.
Did you toast it?
It was just in the toaster, but the reason I had to bring it in with me is because the plug socket wasn't working and I had to find a new plug socket in the kitchen upstairs.
So you moved the toaster.
Yeah.
Right. So we don't have a George Foreman or anything like that?
I thought it didn't work. I just plugged it into the same non-working socket. There is a panini press upstairs as well.
Toaster Talk with Orla Ormond.
Every Monday.
Turn us on every Monday from 2. On show, Ray, I have a TV hangover after a massive weekend of sports, so go easy on me today. Love the show from Pather.
Hey.
Pather, I don't rate a TV hangover. TV hangover, not a real thing.
Blue light glasses, they'll sort you out, Pather.
Yeah. Pather, I have an actual hangover, okay? So... come back to me when you've got real problems. Ray, I don't, by the way, I'm fine today, but I was not in it. Kate, my wife, went out with the girlies on Friday. She went out with the girlies.
So it's almost her fault. She left you to your own devices.
Yes, and I said, well, because she's gone out, I'm going to be a good boy now on Friday night. I'm going to be a good boy. I'm going to have a little ready meal, microwavable ready meal. Just potter around the house. Cut to me, 11:30. Falling up the stairs.
She says, third step looks comfortable. I might just rest here.
I'll just stay here.
I'll just close the eyes.
I'll stay on the middle landing.
Kate arrives in. She's Ray, you okay? Did you take a fall?
I just took a little nap. She didn't come in until 25 to 3.
Whoa.
On Saturday morning. She made a night of it, yeah. Ray, I have full confidence. She didn't tell me there's a free bar. The thing she was going to as well, by the way. I was flittering, raging once I woke up. Once I came to, I was very angry. Ray, I have full confidence that you'll kill it with the bops today from Emma and Clayne. Emma, I'll do my utmost. Thank you very much for your confidence in me. Plenty of songs. Ray, can't make it in today. I'm going furniture shopping, but I've asked the brother to cover for me, so say hello to himself, Tom Crotty. Tom Crotty in Waterford. Tom, that's from John Crotty. Tom, you taking notes? And Ray, they're not much ready to report. Easter questions largely, and my kids going to Easter camp.
How do you like your toast? Would you use a George Foreman or a toaster?
Had to move the toaster because the plug wasn't working. Yeah, good solid show so far. Ray, I'm here to be cheered up after a weekend spent looking at Brooklyn Beckham's ridiculous wedding and wondering where it all went wrong for me. From Karina in Loughrea. But the thing is, didn't she pay? Isn't Brooklyn Beckham's wife, now wife, isn't she super rich? Aren't they like billionaires or something?
Nicky Peltz, absolutely loaded.
So they probably paid for it, didn't they?
I would say the dad. Isn't this the job of the dad or the mum of the bride to pay for it?
That's a very old-fashioned concept, isn't it? Yeah, but like, sure, David and Victoria, they're not short of a few bob either, in fairness. And Ray, can you please, that's Corinne and Lockray. And Ray, please wish Owen McGilligas, a happy 10th birthday today. All right.
Big 1-0. Wow.
Double digits now, my friend. He's on his way home in the car listening to the AFM after spending his birthday money in Galway from mum, dad and sister Chloe. And on the Holy Week thing, yeah, what are the days? This is Alan, who was in the Nativity play. Not Nativity, what's the Easter play?
Stations of the Cross.
Stations of the Cross play.
Was there a production, yeah.
Were you in a production, an Easter production as well?
I mean, it was in the church, I don't know if I call it a play.
But it was like a dramatisation of some sort, wasn't it?
It was like Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. Less violent.
Going for it. I was more the boulder in front of the tomb than I was Jesus. Bloody discrimination, I say, from Alan. Yeah, Alan, I would have been similarly regarded. Right, so here's how it works then. The Holy Week starts then on Palm Sunday. Is that Pam Joyce, is it?
Oh, it right. Is, yeah. Okay, she has naming rights.
Pam Joyce Sunday.
Okay.
Do you know what? We're missing a trick by not putting Pam on once a week on a Sunday. I know she definitely won't do it. And then calling it Pam Sunday. That would be amazing. We're missing a trick. Then Holy Monday and Holy Tuesday. Holy Wednesday, Spy Wednesday. Maundy Thursday, which is just ridiculous. That's two weekday names in one. Maundy Thursday. Good Friday. Holy Saturday. Black Saturday. Easter Vigil and Easter Day. You got all that?
It's a good stretch.
So we start on this Sunday then, the sixth Sunday of Lent. Is it this Sunday?
Yesterday's Palm Sunday.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. Is there any wonder I didn't make Jesus? Is there any wonder that I never cast me as Jesus? Mimi Webb. Mimi Webb and House on Fire. This is Today FM. Good afternoon. It's Ray Foley in and on with you. And soft launch day number 38 of the broadcast today. Yeah. Not quite ready for this isn't on, is it?
No, we're not on.
No, this is just, we're just warming up.
We're working things out. And we're looking at mid-June.
For a proper launch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when we're on.
That's really nice. So day 38 today of dry runs.
Kind of prep and work.
Just while I get, because I still don't have I still don't know how the mixer works.
Working out the kinks,
out all the little the nuts and bolts, working out radio. Radio.
Yeah. June, right, June. We worry about it in June.
Happy Easter, anyway, Easter week, and dropping my kids off to the kids technology camp or coding camp or something like that. Coding, not coding.
This is a different camp altogether. Jeez, the kids came back.
Whoa,
they were knocked out.
They were right. They took them home at 2 o'clock and they slept until the next morning. So, no coding, like computers and laptops and that kind of thing. So we were dropping them off and Andrew is 7 and Matthew is 10. They were on a couple of weeks ago. And we dropped them off and the lady said, how old are you, Matthew? And Matthew said, I'm 10. And she said, and you, Andrew, how old are you? He said, I'm 11. And I said, Andrew. And he said, oh God, that's, he said, oh God, that's embarrassing. I'm 9. I said,
what?
I said, dude, you're 7. I'm 7.
Ray Foley.
Black Eyed Peas, Shut Up. Irony being, of course, that I'm not going to do that because I'm still talking now. It's AFM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hiya.
There's Orla.
Hiya.
Hello. Yeah, Easter camps. Seems to be a relatively new phenomenon. I suppose because everyone's working. They don't want to have their kids at home. And grannies and granddads aren't particularly interested in taking them either. So Easter camps is where you just get off to. Inventors Club is what we sent our boys to.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do there?
You invent stuff.
Right, okay. Any saleable ideas? Anything worth trademarking?
Oh, you're thinking that it's like a Dragon's Den thing.
Absolutely,
for 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
That'd be great. For 25% of the business, we'd be willing to. Deborah Meaden is interested. And Theo Pafitis thinks there's a great opportunity here for Matthew's robot that goes round in circles. Matthew's 10 years old. and he's looking for £100,000 for the concept.
Win your way in to Ed Sheeran with Today FM.
It's a long way from summer camps, hurling, football, and a barbecue at the end of the week. That's all we had.
I don't think I ever went to any kind of a camp, ever. Was I deprived?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Was I? My parents hated me.
Or did you ever do camp, summer camp? Or...
I did.
Really,
I did.
What'd you do?
Gymnastics was the one I usually did.
Go on, do a tumble for us. Go on. Let's, we want to see...
Take your shoes off, though. We don't go... Those go flying anywhere.
Three, two one. Oh, my God. That was amazing.
That was three full turns midair.
She's still up there.
She's still going.
She's still spinning. Wow.
The hang time.
That is incredible.
Camp paid off.
And she's landed. Wow.
Incredible.
Judges scores. Seven. Hey, Ed Sheeran tickets to give away. I don't know. I had no idea we were doing this again this week. Ed Sheeran, Porky Queeve. Friday, last Friday of the month. Am I right in that? I'll look it up for you if you like. Dates for Ed Sheeran, Porky Queeve, the last Friday of the month, the 29th of April. And then the Sunday before that, the 24th of April, Ed Sheeran's in Croke Park. Like I say, I totally did not know we were doing this for another week. We're doing exactly the same thing we've been doing. Listen out for an Ed Sheeran song. When you hear, text Ed, along with your name and where you're from, 087-4100-102. Only once we play an Ed Sheeran song on the broadcast this afternoon. Are we Dublin today then, is it?
It is Dublin again, yep.
Okay, so Croke Park, Ed Sheeran live on the 24th of April. Those tickets up for grabs a little bit later on.
Ray Foley.
That's me.
Liam Neeson. Right. Chumba Wumba, Tub Thumping, Today FM. Good afternoon, Ireland. 0874-100-102 is our text or WhatsApp number. I was saying that my kids they're going to an inventor's camp. They better come back with something sellable for the household, for the family budget. I want like SpaceX type levels of rockets into space type of business.
Right. Okay.
I want a super fast trains, a monorail.
Okay.
The Foley monorail. That'd be great.
Something saleable across multiple jurisdictions is what you're looking for. How old are your kids again?
They invent a new social network or something. Right.
Well, that'd be handy.
Or a new anyway, this is Carol was on. I'll offer half a pound of licorice old. Hello?
Hello.
Matthew Foley, everybody.
Hi, Matthew. Inventor Foley.
Inventor Foley. Matthew, you went to the Inventors Club earlier on, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you invent and how much money are we going to make off it?
Oh, just a little mini robot that hops.
A little mini robot that hops, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a hopping robot.
It's okay. A hopping robot. Yeah, okay. Have you given him a name or anything? We need a good marketing hook. Mm. What's his name?
He's an Among Us character, so I'm going to call him Mungie.
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 Mungie the hopping robot.
Okay.
Okay, and how much is it going to cost us per item? What is it? Per unit.
Unit.
Per
yeah.
unit.
What's the unit cost?
What's the unit
price?
Cost now? How much it costs you to make that?
Hmm.
And how much can we get away with charging? How much on the top of that? So we'll say five.
We can get away with everything.
Well, we can get away with
that's
everything.
That's a good
that's
idea.
The Foley
that's
way.
A good,
that's
yeah.
Foley way.
Business nouse. That's right there. Yeah.
Someone texted in, Matthew. Carol said that she'll offer half a pound of licorice all sorts for 25% of the business. But you don't really like licorice, do you?
No.
No, we leave it then. Listen, thanks for coming on and have a good day. Daddy loves you.
Bye.
Love you, Pop.
Bye.
Bye.
Mungie the Hoppy Robot.
Is Mungie negotiable? I mean, we're stuck to that name,
we're not stuck
we?
On Mungie.
We're not wedded to the name.
Listen,
okay.
Leave with me. I'm his father. I'll negotiate on his behalf, okay? Then you can forget your all sorts. Come back to me with some Percy Pigs and we'll talk. Stay here. White Stripes on the way. Zara Larsson, that's called Lush Life. You're on Today FM. Hail! Good afternoon, Ireland. Welcome to the little broadcast, the little show that could. It's Ray Foley in and on with you. And we've got a little celebration, actually. We've been celebrating since Saturday. We've got some fantastic news, some fabulous news that our good pal, our beloved buddy, Shauna O'Reilly has had a baby.
Yeah, Shauna. Well done.
She was on with Ian this morning, apparently. I missed it. I heard waffle this morning. Switzerland, waffle, go.
Cheese, Geneva, Zurich, watches, clocks, the sound of music, neutral,
little red, white star and a red background, or the opposite. I'm not sure which. Bank tax haven. I won't mention the Second World War.
I was screaming all of those. I was screaming all of those things. Right. At the
How many
radio
are you supposed
morning.
To get? How many do you have to?
I think it's five. Yeah, five, yeah. Supposed to get five.
Right, and were they not included?
Watches was there. Everything else was like just words that Ian Dempsey had made up that may or may not be
really?
Related to Switzerland.
Ah, come on.
Toblerone was one.
I
was
like,
he didn't say chocolate. So I was like, chocolate. Mm. I have chocolate and cheese. I don't know if cheese was there. Swiss cheese. I don't think it was.
Were the Alps on there?
Roger Federer was there.
Get out of town.
I was like, Dempsey, you... the army. Swiss army, but not the Swiss army knife. I said the knife as well. Oh. But Swiss army was there. Then there's the Swiss guards. I was like, is the Pope Swiss guards? Do you know the story about the Swiss guards, actually?
What's that?
They're actually Swiss. Swish. They're so Swiss. They look gorgeous. They're the most fabulous looking men in Rome. In the Vatican, more specifically. They look fabulous. No, the guards. The Pope's private guards.
Oh, they're the lads who wear the very ornate costumes.
Yeah, in the Vatican.
Yeah.
And they're called the Swiss guards.
Right.
They're actually from Switzerland.
I mean, it makes sense. The clue's in the title.
But, no, for real, though. Like, even now, in 2022... They are recruited from, I don't know, some level of cadets or something in the Swiss army in Switzerland. And they need to reach a certain level and they need to be under a certain age as well, I think. I don't know all the details off the top of my head because this is only waffle.
Holy Week and the Vatican. Very religious show, you'd have to say.
We were on a very religious broadcast. Yeah. Very Catholic Ireland. Mm. So Sean is after having a baby, everybody.
Brilliant news.
So she was on with Ian Dempsey this morning talking about having a baby. And she did a great job of it. And he is a boy.
Right.
So JP and I both got, I was following up all day, because she went in on Friday. I was following up all day on Friday. To was like, any news? Nothing. Go away. Stop texting me. She was texting me on Friday night saying that it sounded like the noise of the place. It sounded like, I better be careful about playing any of this, actually. Yeah, it sounded like, because all of the heart rate monitors were going off.
Oh, right, okay, so a lot of beeping.
It was constant bleeping and beeping. She said it sounded like interference on an old phone. So I went and sent her this then.
And it's exactly what she wanted to hear at the time.
What time did I send that at? That was 9 o'clock on Friday night on a maternity ward in the Rotunda Hospital. She would have hit play on that. She would have been the most favourite patient on the ward, I'm sure, at that stage. So then she texts. Do you want to read out the text, JP? We all got the same text then, it would seem.
Around 25 past three on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. So individual texts sent to everyone with the joyous news that a child is born.
Baby boy Hennessy has arrived. Crying emoji. Absolutely perfect. Crying emoji. I was delighted to get that.
Lovely. Now, when I read it word for word, I got exactly the same thing. Baby boy Hennessy has arrived. And then his weight. And absolutely perfect. Crying emoji. My immediate reaction... Orla, actually, you can give us your perspective on this, okay?
I know where this is going.
Why is it... I've spoken to my other half, and immediately she was like, God, you are a dope. You are an absolute goon.
So it seems then that you had the same reaction I did. Baby boy Hennessy. She's texted baby boy Hennessy. Mm-hmm. Her name is Shauna O'Reilly.
Yep.
She said, baby boy Hennessy is arrived. My reflex, and I actually typed out the text, and then I thought, no, this is the child's name, and I can't, you can't be, like, you can't, whatever you're going to take the mickey out of, you can't take the mickey out of a human only hours old. I'd written out a text that said, oh, wow, you named him after the brandy. LOL, exclamation mark. Interesting name.
If you had sent that, she would every right to slap you.
Well, this is it. But also, she's been through childbirth. I mean, this is the most joyous day of her life. She doesn't need this from me. So I deleted it and I just wrote back, whoop, whoop, exclamation mark. And then I put down the phone. I turned to my wife and I said, I think they're calling the child Hennessy. JB, how did you react?
No, I didn't have your... I didn't stop to think. I just went ahead and replied. So I said, ha, exclamation mark. Brilliant news, exclamation mark. Five hands in the air emojis.
Okay.
Flipping... I'm replacing one word there. Flipping great name too. Congrats to both of you. So I thought the baby... Was Little Hennessy O'Reilly. And I thought, you know what? That is a brave name. It's a little bit out there. It's a little bit left field. But that's okay.
But you know what? Own it. Own
Absolutely
it.
Own yeah. it. So Fair I screenshot that exchange with her, sent it to the other half, and she said, you are some goon. That's the other half's surname.
Yeah. Shauna's other half, his surname is Hennessy, which we didn't twig at all.
I'm not taking the hit on this one. Baby boy Hennessy has arrived. I mean, come on. You think that's his first name. You think that's a cool name.
Hennessy is a last name.
But it's a great first name isn't it?
Hennessy
Cardi
Foley.
B's sister is great Hennessy.
Hennessy is Cardi B's sister. Yeah. And that's his first name. Hennessy B and Cardi B.
Well, I don't know if it's B.
Well, where'd they get the B from?
Because Cardi B was named herself after Bacardi, but she kept getting copyright infringement claims.
From Bacardi.
So she changed it to Cardi B.
And yet Hennessy can get away with it with no... Because it's also
a name.
But it's a booze name.
Yeah.
So why aren't the Hennessy people getting onto...
She's not as famous as Cardi B.
Hennessy B. So then Shauna got back anyway in the end. And she said, there are how many people?
You were one of seven people who made the same mistake.
I know two of them are also presenters on this station.
Idiots, all of us. Ed Sheeran on Today FM. Dua Lipa, Elton John, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. That's Coco Heart. Hey, Ireland. Good afternoon. Welcome on in. But you can stop texting on Ed Sheeran. We've given away the tickets. But there will be more opportunities for you to win more tickets for Ed Sheeran live in Cork and Dublin right here on Today FM. When you're an Ed Sheeran song, text in Ed along with your details, your name. Is Cardi B performing as well? Is she doing support for Ed Sheeran or something like that?
Was she involved?
we're talking about Cardi B being B Cardi and then her getting done for it. But it's perfectly fine for her sister to be called Hennessy and Hennessy not taking any charges or having any problems with Hennessy B.
Yeah, you asked me to do a bit of digging into Cardi B's family tree, right?
The bees.
I've scouted around the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just during the song there and did a bit of research. So it turns out actually she is quite a few famous relatives.
Really?
You might not be aware of.
I had no idea.
Let me give you the details.
The details, rather.
Well put.
Thanks.
She does have an aunt who is famous in the... That's better. She's famously a dietitian. Her first name's Vitamin.
Brilliant.
Her uncle.
Yeah.
Huge...
Vitamin B12. The 12th aunt.
Very famous dentist. First name Oral.
Very good.
And of course, related to the British rapper cum singer Plan B, of course, as well.
Oh, Plan.
Yeah, he's part of the family tree.
A distant cousin.
Yeah. It's all there in the internet.
None of those people have been done for copyright infringement.
None of them.
Any other? That's a fascinating story.
Foley.
Oh, to all the bees. Room 5 and Girls Like You. This is Today FM. Welcome to... Is it Monday? It is, yeah. Still Monday all day today, all the way till 11:59 and 59 seconds. Right, texts and WhatsApps. This is on Cardi B, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Cardi B and indeed all the bees listening this afternoon. Shout out to the extended B family. Tori Spelling. This is Neil in Leash. Tori Spelling and Cardi B's mother. Tori Spelling. You remember her from 90210?
I do.
And Cardi B's brother got married.
Oh, right.
That would make her Tori Spelling B from Neil in Leash.
Cheers, Neil.
We call them spelling competitions over here, though, really.
They are American.
And I'm seeing you too. Take me to the clouds above. This is Today FM Ireland. Good afternoon and welcome on in. 0874-100-102. This is Caroline over there. We were talking about, of course, yeah, we thought Shauna, our friend Shauna, O'Reilly was calling her child Hennessy O'Reilly.
It was a poorly worded text from her. But she's to blame.
She's entirely to blame. She's just given birth minutes before sending us the text message. However, we're holding her fully responsible for saying baby boy Hennessy has arrived. Whereas, of course, that's the child's surname after the dad. Hennessy, it's his surname. Caroline's all right, Caroline.
I'm going to have to agree with Ray and JP on this one about the name thing and it being an easy thing to come to get mistaken.
Absolutely.
My maiden name is O'Reilly and I have cousins in Canada and one of the girls' first names is Riley. So
hang on, what?
You know
what? So you got Riley O'Reilly? That can't be right.
That's a great name.
Or is that a different? Is there a different? Is the cousin, the Canada relative, a different surname? You couldn't have O'Reilly
it's
O'Reilly.
It's a minefield.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
Lads, I hear you. You know, you just don't know, especially in this day and age.
Thanks, Caroline.
It's Caroline from Mullingar.
Lots of love, Caroline and Mullingar.
Thanks. The FM News of the Morning, the last word at 4:30.
Oh! Is how the next song starts. I
know
told.
The song.
Do you know the song?
I know the song.
I've been racking my brain for the last 4 minutes.
Oh! No, it doesn't sound like that. It doesn't start like this. Ow! Ho!
It's like ow! That. Is it Prince again?
No, Prince is...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, this starts with... Ow! No, it's... Sorry, let me do it right. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right.
Go on.
Oh! That was pretty bang on.
I got it.
You've got it?
I think I've got
do
it,
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Loads of people texting think they know. Yes. Yes. Yeah, a few people have gotten it already, yeah. Ben, what do you think? What think of the,
like, I can't like, think of the name of the song, but
rubbish.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh!
You don't know, Ben. You were bluffing.
No, I do know it.
Sing the words.
Go on.
I'm not good at music, lads.
Well, do a little bit of it. We're not going to take your word for that you know it unless you give us some indication that it's in there.
I can't think of the name. You're putting me on the spot. I'm sweating in here.
Hey, Ray and JP, love the show. I'm out in Tremor in County Waterford for a spin with the family. Please play a cool tune for us because it's Monday and very windy and wild here. Have a great day. You guys are awesome. From Jamie.
I've got it.
What is it?
Is it Unbelievable?
By EMF.
Yes.
It could well be. And Jamie's looking for a cool tune, so...
Ray Foley.
Up your value for this one because it is literally unbelievable on Today FM. EMF and Unbelievable. This is Today FM. Hi, I'm Ray Foley. The song's unbelievable. The music's unbelievable. What is it? What?
You're unbelievable.
Oh, sorry. Hey, how are things? You're turning on Today FM. Good to have you. EMF and Unbelievable. I'm quite out of breath now, so while I gather my composure, text and WhatsApps 0874-100-102. Hi, lads. When I was... Oh, this is on the subject of Shauna's baby. Shauna's having a baby Hennessy. Is that a cocktail? Is it with a little...
Probably, if it isn't, it should be.
Are you going to have a baby Hennessy? Because then we have to sleep.
Oh, I think I'll have one.
Oh, can I... It's lovely. Very sweet. Nice. Very sweet. Yeah. Lovely after dinner. Can I have a baby Hennessy? So she's had baby Hennessy because Chris Hennessy is Shauna's fairer half.
He's a good looking man, isn't he? He's a good looking man.
I'm not getting into this. So Shauna, her friend, has had a baby. And baby Hennessy, surname Hennessy. We thought that she was calling the child Hennessy, which of course is ridiculous. Hennessy would be a stupid name for child. Sorry to all the Hennessy's listening this afternoon. Hi, lads. When I was in school, there was a lad named Dermot McDermott.
What are these parents doing?
You
should have a license. You should need to have a license to have a kid.
Sorry, Dermot McDermott, if you're listening this afternoon. Alan says that Dermot's nickname was D2, which, frankly, is inspired.
Or D-squared. You could go with either.
D-squared. Sure, lads. Gary and Phil Neville. Ex-Man United player's father was named Neville. So, Neville. True story from Peter and Water. He says, love the show.
Hey.
Yeah, loads of the Nevilles, actually. Keith's saying the same thing.
Gary and Phil Neville's father?
What?
Neville.
Did you know that?
There you go. An oft-repeated sports fact for you.
You learn something new every day. Foley Foley? I don't think it would work.
No.
Foley Foley.
It doesn't scan, does it?
It doesn't really work. Ray Ray.
Winner.
Ray Ray Foley Foley. Yeah, I like the sound of that. Need a boy who can cuddle with me on.
Jonas Brothers and What a Man Gonna Do Today FM. Hey, ho! Play the music you love. Hey, Ireland, good afternoon.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Hello there. It's Ray Foley in and on with you. JP's here as well.
Hi.
I was a kite flying with regard to naming a child Ray Ray Foley Foley. Because there's, you know, there's Neville Neville. We had Riley O'Reilly a few minutes ago. We had Dermot McDermott as well. Text and WhatsApps 0874-100-102. Well, I was saying Ray Ray or Foley Foley. I missed a trick. Liam just texted me.
What's that?
He said, what about JJPP?
Do you know what? Yeah, that
that's solid.
Stick. That could stick.
Well, JPJP would work because it's... But JJPP... that's, you know, you could be a rapper with that name. My neighbour's name is Shane McShane. Someone texted. Shane McShane. I know a guy called Tom. Oh my God. Tom Morrow.
Come on, parents. Come on.
That just wasn't thought through. I went to school with a Dermot McDermott, and our Gaelic coach is also Dermot McDermott. Loads of Dermot McDermotts out there. I know a person called Tom Thomas. Tom Thomas.
Is he good at giving you directions?
Or is he good on the drums? Tom Tom. There's a lad in my home in Clonus called Donald McDonald. I know a fellow from college called Matthew Matthews. I once worked with a Chris Crossan. Chris Crossan. They make you jump, jump. Yeah. Chris Crossan. From Phil. And footballer Danny Welbeck's dad's name was Stan Welbeck. And he was an... this is not real.
According to the internet, it just might be real, right?
Stan Welbeck is the man's name. Danny Welbeck's father, Stan Welbeck. And his job, he was an explosives expert in the army.
Stan Welbeck.
Stan Welbeck. Because there's a bomb and it might go off at any moment. So, Stan Welbeck.
Incredible. Well done, guys. You brought it this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Body Rockers, I like the way this is Today FM.
There's so many things I like.
Stop. Yeah. Oh, you're very kind. What?
I like the way you move.
Slowly, very slowly is the way I move, but he's a fan. Body Rockers, I like the way this is Today FM. Did you see that Channing Tatum was in Gory, it says here?
Was he? Down in Wexford?
I know where Gory is.
I know, okay. The Magic Mike star, Channing Tatum, is in Wexford.
You spend a lot of time in Gory.
I do indeed, yeah.
Did you see Magic Mike's Channing Tatum? Did you see Channing Tatum's Magic Mike?
I did. I saw neither, right?
Did you see Channing or Mike?
Neither, again.
Yeah, he was in... he's holding like a... what is that? It's like a raccoon or something. Or a,
some kind of, yeah, rodent.
Is there some sort of a zoo or something? Wells House.
Yeah.
He paid a surprise visit to Wells House in Gory at the weekend. The star, blah, blah, blah. He was in with a meerkat there.
Did we meet him once with Seth Rogen? Not Seth Rogen.
The other bucket,
the other lad.
Jonah Hill.
That fella.
We did.
Yeah, Channing Tatum was lovely.
And we leave it at that. Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. I swear to God. We didn't get to do EMF on the EMF.
Right.
Where unbelievable hitmakers, EMF, give us their thoughts on the European Monetary Fund.
Yeah.
Just give us their opinions. They're not big fans. We didn't get to do I Like the Way.
Poor.
I Like the Way.
This is poor, yeah.
Where the Body Rockers tell us they prefer whey protein drinks. As opposed to casein protein drinks in I Like the Way. And we didn't get to do I Like the Way. I Like the Way You Remove.
This is also poor.
Where, well, thanks for the warning. Where Body Rockers tell us that after their music career stalled, they went into the removals business. And they now do I Like the Way You Remove. That was really good. That's
the show now.
You're welcome.
Matt's on the way next, thank God. See you tomorrow.
Ray Foley.
Hi, I'm Joanne Bregan. I was a nurse but wanted to go into teaching, so I did the postgraduate diploma in education practice at NCI. The course was excellent, and everything I learned there, I definitely use now in my teaching career. When I see myself now, I see living proof that NCI really helped me find my path.
On Wednesday, June 8th, from 5 to 7pm, join us for NCI's on-campus open evening and learn about our full and part-time courses in business, computing, psychology and education. To register, visit ncirl.ie.